plotting to assassinate a presidential candidate. My wife and daughter have been kidnapped. And people that I work with may be involved in both. I'm Federal Agent Jack Bauer. This is the longest day of my life. The following takes place between 12 p.m. and 1 p.m. on the day of the California presidential primary.
Service road. The rest of you come up behind him.
How could you let this happen?
We're cutting him off at the service road. Bauer, his wife and daughter. And Rick. Make sure they don't double back.
I brought him here. I can handle him.
I thought to stop thinking.
Moving.
Well, what if Dad is...
No, your dad's okay. He told us to meet him by the water tower, and that's what we're gonna do. Come on, we just have to follow the creek. Let's go. Come on. Let's go. Come on!
I can't.
Shut up. You can and you will.
I'm slowing you down.
Yes, you are, so you better start speeding up.
We can't go back. We can't go forward. They're everywhere. We can catch the road further up where it cuts through the woods.
Dad told us to follow the creek bed.
We don't really have a choice, do we, Kimberly? We'll go up here. Come on.
The property where they're holding Jack's family was leased 6 months ago by a company that doesn't exist. I have to go over the tax records. You all right?
Jack's still not answering his cell.
He could have shut it off to keep it from ringing.
Or maybe something's happened to him.
Oh, look, if anybody knows how to take care of himself, it's Jack. Plus, our tactical unit should be there in a couple minutes. Bonnie's heading up the operation. He's good.
Maybe you're right. I should have brought Green in sooner.
You let Jack make the call because it was his family on the line. What could you do?
Yeah. Look, I'm sorry. Since this whole thing got started, I guess I've been a little harsh.
A little?
Okay, maybe a lot. I've been afraid, and
you don't have to explain, all right? You want to talk about us? We can talk about it later, okay?
No, I just want you to know that it's nothing.
I understand you're bringing in Jamie Farrell's mother?
Yes, to pick up Kyle, her son.
Before she sees him, I want the two of you to question her. If she has information that can help us protect Senator Palmer, I need to know.
What makes you think she has any information?
$300,000 was deposited in her bank account over the last 4 months.
They killed George Ferragamo. That fire was no accident. I want to talk to Maureen Kingsley, then go right to the DA.
Wait until you have the facts before you go off.
The facts? Ferragamo was killed so I could get elected.
You don't know
then
that.
Then what do you think happened?
I'm just saying, let's take a beat, see how we should play this before we do anything.
Well, there's only one way to play this, Mike. Maureen Kingsley is going to get the story of her career after all.
David.
And after I talk to her, I want to see the DA.
But shouldn't you run this by Sherry?
Why? So she can try to talk me out of it?
She's your wife, David. This is her life, too. She deserves to know.
Has the compound been cleared?
Yes, there's been a change of plan.
Meaning? Meaning Bauer showed up here like I said he would.
You have him?
Not yet, but I will.
Congratulations, Ira. You may have bought yourself a second chance.
My contract included killing Palmer. I want to make good on it. The way you were talking, it sounded like you handed it off to someone else.
Bring me Bauer's body, and we'll talk about the senator.
You'll hear from me soon.
Drazen?
Yeah. Either we eliminate Bauer or Drazen eliminates us.
And that's the only option here.
Basically.
Getting Bauer's not as easy as it sounds. I heard him phoning in some GPS coordinates to somebody, and whoever that somebody is, I'm sure they're going to be calling the cavalry in pretty soon. I say we just cut our losses and get the hell out of here.
You don't just get the hell out with these people. They come after you, and they keep coming until they find you, no matter where you are. And when they do, believe me, killing Bauer is our only chance of staying alive.
By now. I can't see it. Do you see it up ahead?
You don't know where we are, do you? Mom! We're lost, aren't we?
No. We should just go straight. Should be just up ahead.
Are you sure?
Mm-hmm.
help stop the bleeding.
It's good. Just put it on the frame.
Mike's your advisor. What's his advice? He agrees with me. He thinks you're making a mistake by trying to take them on.
They've already covered up one death.
Oh, you don't know what happened to Ferragamo. But even if you're right, will turning this into a media circus bring him back to life?
That's not the point.
Your career and your family. You're throwing away everything you've built without any hard evidence of what really happened.
Police will find the evidence.
No, they won't, because Carl and the people he works for, they will twist the system to get the result that they want. That's what they do, David. And you'll be left with nothing. Oh, sweetheart, to fight these people, you need power. The kind of power you'll have once you become president. We knew from the start that this was going to be an uphill race. But we're almost there. Look at the polls.
Sherry, I don't know.
Don't think, David. Think. Think of the millions of lives you can make better once you win the candidacy.
How can I do the job? My own house isn't in order.
Wait for us here at the water tower. You heard me say that, right?
Damn it. What are you gonna do?
I gotta go back and find him.
Green.
Alberta, it's Jack. There's been a complication.
I'm listening.
Terry and Kim, they're not where they were supposed to be. I've gotta go back and find them.
I need to let the incoming team know where to pick you up.
Fine. Tell him to meet us at an old abandoned water tower, north area of the compound. Check your satellite photos. It's overlooking a reservoir. Alberta. Look, if I'm not back when the team arrives, they're gonna find a kid in here. His name is Rick. He's wounded.
Who is he?
He's someone who helped us get out of there.
Three tactical units are on their way.
How much longer?
10 minutes, 15 tops.
Okay, I copy out.
Jack.
What?
Thanks.
Don't thank me. Thank my daughter.
This whole thing, believe me, I had no idea what was going on. Dan said we were just trying to scare some guys who backed out of a deal.
Yeah, well, when you started to see what was happening, you should have done something.
Who's my friend?
Hey, you kidnapped my daughter. You're gonna have to live with that. Some part of getting a second chance is taking responsibility for the mess you made in the first place, you understand me? Good. I'll be back in a few minutes.
Check over there. Maybe we can find it on this and see where we are. See? I don't think we're as far off as I thought.
Mom!
Stay down.
It's gonna be fine, I promise. I mean, it's fine.
Terry, stay down!
Jack!
Are you both okay?
Yeah.
Come here.
Gaines, who's shooting? Whoever's shooting, call in your position now.
Damn it. They're gonna be swarming this place. We gotta get out of here. Come on.
Where's Rick? Is he okay?
He's fine.
Well, where is he then?
He's waiting for us down by the water tower. CTU sending a chopper. We gotta get out of here now. Hold on. Okay, come on. It's clear. Clear, come on. We gotta move. We don't have much time.
Thank you for coming in.
Where's my grandson? They said I could pick him up.
We'll take you to him soon. First, we want to ask you a few questions.
Yes, I have a question, too. How can a woman bleed to death and nobody does anything about it?
We're sorry about Jamie, Mrs. Vasquez. But it wasn't like that.
Yes. My daughter's dead, isn't she? Please, take me to Kyle.
We really do have to ask you a few questions first.
I'm not interested in your questions.
Mrs. Vasquez. Your daughter was a traitor.
What?
She confessed before she died. And if you withhold information, you can be held as an accomplice. If that happens, who's going to take care of Kyle?
What do you want to know?
IRS records show you earn $45,000 a year. But an account in your name shows a series of deposits that add up to more than $300,000.
It's from Jamie. So that Kyle would have enough money in case something happened to her.
Who gave Jamie the money?
She never said.
And you never asked? All this money in your account, you never once asked where it came from? Kyle needs you. Don't do anything to jeopardize that.
Maxton and Neil, you're the only two who haven't checked in yet. Where are you? One more time, Maxton and Neil.
This is Maxton.
Where the hell are you? Why haven't you called in?
We're crossing the creek bed, meeting up with Peterson's group. We're trying to cut off Barrow from the service road.
Now, if you keep telling me where you are, give me the Palm Pilot.
It's Neil. He's the only one who hasn't called in. Maxton, what area was Neil patrolling?
The northeast side of the creek. Split off on his own.
Okay. They're coming from over there. We can hit the road down a little farther. Avoid them completely. Come on.
Maureen, don't make me get hotel security. I know you're in there. Why are you shutting me out?
Because I think we pretty much said everything we need to say.
Can I at least come in? Maureen, please. Open the door and let me in. I know I asked you to back off the story about my son, but I've changed my mind. Dr. Ferragamo's dead. You already knew.
I don't want to hear any more, Senator.
What do you mean you don't want to hear about it?
I've left the network.
What? When?
You should leave it alone, too. That's my advice. As a friend.
They got to you. Did they pay you off? Because I wouldn't have thought you were for sale. They threatened you, too. I'll see that you're protected.
I've already protected myself.
Maureen, you're withholding evidence in a capital crime.
What evidence? Dr. Ferragamo is dead. His files have been destroyed.
But the piece of paper from the hospital with my son's handwriting on it.
It is no piece of paper. Not anymore.
It's still my word. It counts for something.
Not enough, Senator. Not against these people.
Vasquez received two wire transfers since January, both from a holding company called Luka Univox, based in Belgrade.
Jack thought there might be a connection to Belgrade. He was on assignment there 2 years ago.
Did you check his mission files, see if there's a connection to the hit on Palmer?
These new files may give us a new angle. So who do we know in Belgrade who's keyed into the financial community?
Come on.
Can you call them?
Maybe. Chopper should have been here by now.
What about Rick? Isn't he supposed to meet us here?
Damn it, no signal. Rick was wounded. He's waiting for us in the water tower. When the chopper arrives, he'll come out.
So what are we waiting for?
Him.
Shouldn't he at least know that we're here?
As soon as your father says it's okay.
There's no one even around. Dad!
Kim, no! Get back! Get back! It's a sniper rifle.
Jim, what do we do?
Stay here. Don't move for anything but the chopper. Not for anything. Do you understand me?
Where are you going?
He wants me.
No, Dad!
Trying to draw us away from the women.
It's fine by me. Once he's dead, they'll be easy.
I'll keep him pinned down. Circle around until you get a clear shot. Right, Jack. You don't have a shot from that distance. How much longer do we have?
Until what?
Until your people get here.
I wouldn't wait around to find out if I were you.
I don't have a choice. The people I work for made that pretty clear.
Inside, you want me to sit in?
Give me a minute.
Sir?
It's okay. He's with the captain.
The DA's down the hall, Carl. Waiting for me to tell a story. It's over.
See, and I think it's just getting started. Don't get stupid on me now, David.
Seems I've been stupid for a long time.
Then open your eyes for once. This, the whole thing, it's one big machine. And I'm the oil that keeps the pistons pumping, the motor turning, the wheels spinning.
Not anymore.
I like you, David. I really do. And I think you would make one hell of a commander-in-chief.
I know what you did to Ferragamo.
Every engine produces waste. It's
the physics of the situation.
Listen to you, son.
Consider the alternatives. A year from now, you'll either be promoting your agenda for the nation or visiting your son in prison.
A jury will believe that it was an accident.
I'm not talking about the rapist, David. I'm talking about Dr. Ferragamo.
Keith didn't have anything to do with Ferragamo.
Of course he didn't. But if somebody were to mention the word arson, people we both work for, David. They know how to get what they want. Hi, Mike.
What was that all about? DA is waiting in there. What do you want me to say?
Tell him I'm sorry. I have nothing to say. I made a mistake.
I don't understand.
I'm running for president, Mike. And I'm gonna win.
He'd be dead, and they'd be carrying him out of here in a body bag.
No, he's got to be around here somewhere. I gotta find him.
Stop it, Kimberly. I know you care about this boy, but I need you to be here for me right now, and your dad needs both of us to be there for him.
Stop me from killing you.
Maybe neither of us has to die.
Like I said, Jack, I don't have that choice.
But maybe at least you can tell me what's going on.
helpful. He mentioned something about Belgrade. That was a military operation. How's Palmer connected to that?
You were there, Jack. You should know.
Let's say I don't.
Neither do I.
The less I know, the better I can do my job. That's just the nature of our business.
And why'd you bring my family into this?
That might have been a mistake. They wanted to make it personal.
Who's they? Put down the weapon, Mr. Gaines. We can protect you.
No, you can't.
Put down the weapon!
Good luck.
Federal agent, drop your weapon. Interlace your fingers behind your head.
Sir, we have Bauer in custody. We also have another man down.
Bring Bauer to the landing zone right away.
Roger, bringing him in.
Sweetheart?
Jack! Oh, thank God you're okay.
Oh. Are you all right?
Yeah. This nightmare's finally over, right?
Yes, I promise.
Okay.
Agent Bauer, chopper's waiting for you.
My family's been through hell. I want them to fly back with me.
That'll be fine. Come on.
Okay. Sweetheart, put this on.
Jack and his family were rescued. They should be here in 10 minutes.
That's good news. But we need to move fast on something else. A lead we got from Jamie's mom.
Did you find out where the money came from?
An offshore bank account. We backtraced the funds to Belgrade.
Wait a minute, Belgrade?
Before I lay it out for you, you need to upgrade the threat assessment on Palmer.
Nina, you need to give me more than that before
The same account shows a transfer of funds to an assassin based in Belgrade.
Well, that's old news. The photographer from the breakfast.
No. Our contact over there says this assassin left Yugoslavia this morning. Which means he's probably already here.
A second hitter.
Mm-hmm.